So I'm going to call it lull day. That, and it doesn't look like I'll do any humping today. So that's just more of a tease than anything else. So Wednesday's a lull day from now on. You'd do well to remember that. My name's Alex. This is my show. It's called Mantis Cabinet. It's pretty awesome. I play cool music. And yeah. So I just sat down in this comfy chair. And the first track I am going to play is... Oh, man. Okay, wait. Maybe I won't be able to play a track all that quickly. Anyway, it's sunny outside today, which is nice, because it might have been raining, which wouldn't have been as nice. Look. Everything's working now. Okay, so this first track is called Decibel, off the album Transmission, and off the top of my head, I can't remember the band name. I have to Google that.
My papa's.
Okay, I've had some time to get my bearings all straight and sorted. The first, like, 2 minutes of a show is very stressful, because I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. And then I figure out what I'm doing, but the first part seems very rushed and much, much less organized and structured. But now I've done some deep breathing, I've thought about calm blue oceans, and I think I'm ready to not be as flustered and maybe say something useful. So that was a band called Rogue Sounds. They're from Anaheim, which is in California, which is in the States, which is in North America. If you need anything more than that, we have an issue. So this was released a while ago, but I had also found out just recently that this band has released a new album just like a few days ago, which is super exciting, and I have yet to listen to it or get a copy of it. So when I found that out, I was like, well, I'll play one of their older tracks because it's awesome. And yeah, I sincerely recommend you check it out. They're a rad band. So that was it for that band. Moving on, though, we have one of my favorite bands, which is what I'm going to play next, from when I was a youngster, smaller than I am now. It was this rad band called Umphrey's McGee, and I've got like 6 or 7 albums by them, but I had not really listened to them in ages, and just a few days ago, I was like, oh, I'm going to listen to them because they're awesome, and they are awesome. And then I found out that they have an album called Mantis, and I was like, oh, well, that's like my show. If you put that album in a filing cabinet, there's my show. Well, not in a nutshell, more like it'd have to be a CD in a filing cabinet in a nutshell, which would be a really big nut, or a really small filing cabinet. But nonetheless, that's kind of like my show. And if I had a physical copy of it and a filing cabinet, I would put it in, because I used to have a pet praying mantis in a filing cabinet. But it turns out that filing cabinets are not their native habitat. I did not know this. I don't know if this is common knowledge or if this was just me, but supposedly it's, you know, most people just know that. And I tried to, you know, post about it in the mantis praying mantis forums, and they were less than helpful about it. But nonetheless, Monty is had escaped from the filing cabinet, and I can only imagine he is off in some Buddhist monk temple praying, because that's what they do. But anyway, this is the track called Mantis. It's also 10 minutes long, which is great, because I like really long songs, because then, you know, I could get into them and groove that, and it's just, I'm sick of hearing. No, I'm just sick of hearing, like, 2-minute songs. I want them to keep going. So this will do that for you. This is Mantis by Umphrey's McGee off their album Mantis on the show Mantis Cabinet. And enjoy. We'll be right back.
interrupt your FemCon for a moment to bring you this public service announcement. March 8th is International Women's Day, so keep it tuned to CITR 101.9 on the FM dial or online at CITR.ca for 24 hours of Women's Day programming. And now, back to the music. UBC Bookstore is having a student appreciation sale March 14th, their way of saying thanks for all your support this past academic year. There will be snacks, DJs, and karaoke. Oh yeah, and discounts too. 25% off giftware, clothing, and stationery, 10% off computer accessories, and 20% off all general books. Visit the main store from 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. or the solder store from 10 to 5. UBC Bookstore, where your purchases support your UBC campus.
Yay, bookstore. Yeah. I must have spent like thousands of dollars on textbooks over the past while, some of which I've only like opened once, and all of which get sold for less than $2 back to the bookstore. So damn straight they better lower their prices for at least a day. Yeah, that's aggravating. And it's not like I have a lot of money. I had one textbook which was the equivalent of like 15 six-packs. Like, what is that? That's like a solid month of drinking on every weekend, or my textbook. So, yeah, I took the six-packs, and now it's biting me in the ass because I don't have the textbook. But point is what kind of a textbook is that expensive? And second of all, did anyone notice I now measure things in the amount of six-packs they are? For example, food for like a week, 2 or 3 six-packs. Coffee for the week, 1 six-pack. And when you kind of divide everything up like that, things make a lot more sense, because you're like, do I want to eat today or do I want a six-pack tomorrow? It's just that much more clear if you phrase it like that instead of, do I want to eat today or save $10? Right? I mean, there you much rather save the eat than save $10. But if the choice is food or a six-pack, I'd take the six-pack any day. But that might also be why I'm terribly skinny and my housemates think I'm malnourished and have jaundice. But you can't see me, so you don't know that. Cool. So the last track we played by Umphrey's McGee off their album Mantis. Super good. I just want to point out that they clearly like seafood because they're fish fans. Sorry, I thought of that pun during the track. And really, you know, joy is the day when it's, what is it, like 30 years or something past Fish, and bands can still release an album that you really can't tell the difference which is which. Good day. Good day for that. No, I'm kidding. I really like, dare I say it? All right, I will. I like Fish. I thought I was about to get struck by thunder or lightning by, like, the music gods. But okay. But anyway, so that was that track. It was delightful. And so we're gonna take it down a little bit. This is quite an awesome, slower, a lot more ambient. Unfortunately, my entire playlist is not tagged today for some weird, stupid iTunes reason. So the title is called of the track is called Leap Year Anae, and then the album is called Think of the Willows. Don't know the band off the top of my head. I have to Google that because it's all been terribly tagged. But I do know this is quite a slower, softer, ambient track, and it's quite good. So we're gonna switch gears and enjoy. just listened to two tracks. The first, like I said, called Year Leap Anay. So I found out what the album and band was called. Rem's Floating Chandelier. It's a great image of a chandelier floating with a name tag that says Rem on it. You'd ask how he got his chandelier to float, but maybe he's got powers. Anyway, clearly run out of things to think about. The next track was Volte Face, like Volt with an E, so like a French Volt. Like French batteries probably have Voltes instead of Volts and Face. And that was off the album One Night Alone. To be honest, I have a midterm in 2 hours, which is less than exciting. So I've only been kind of thinking about that. But so because you don't really want to hear about the content of it, I'm going to give you some puns about it. So it's about this German philosopher named Kant, like K-A-N-T, and I just can't get his concepts. Ha, ha. What else was there? What else was there? Oh, our professor really likes Kant, so he's a connoisseur. Ha, 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 ha. And reading this guy is like wading through contact cement. I think that was it. Were there any other ones? No, those were the best ones. I should have split up the I can't get this and the concepts, because those are two really good ones, but I combined them. Anyway, that's what I spend my time doing, thinking of funny puns. There was a good one in Greek class today, but no one's ever going to get that, especially on the radio. There's like maybe... For the studiers of ancient Greek grammar, phone in, and I'm going to tell you this great ancient Greek joke. It's great. And then I'll tell you my ancient Greek pickup line, which is also really good, but makes no sense if you don't know anything about ancient Greek grammar, which really you're not missing out much on. It's kind of cool, but more so tedious than that. If you've studied Latin or things like that, then you would know, and you know what I'm on about. But I know you're sitting there telling me to shut up, and you're like just about to turn off your radio. So I'm going to play a track called Quiet Warm Bear. I don't know. I don't know why the bear is warm, but he's being told to be quiet. This is from a band called Day for Airstrikes. I hope we don't get airstruck today. Is that the past tense of airstrike? Airstruck? Like, I airstruck you. Or is it airstriked? Huh. Huh. This is interesting. This is much more interesting than Kant. All right. Think about it while the song is playing. There's tons of time. It's like 7 minutes. But anyway, Day for Airstrikes. The album is called Into the Comet. And it is pretty awesome. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Any UBC student knows that the year begins optimistically.
In your arms tonight.
But by the end of it, you're ready for a little. Any smart UBC student will therefore know that it's best to get your tickets early to the annual AMS Block Party, featuring Mother Mother, Masterpack, DJ Headspin, The Boom Booms, and more. Thursday, April 5th on the McInnes Field, your AMS brings you the fifth year of music, partying, and hopefully some sunshine. Early bird tickets available at the Outpost until March 9th, and general tickets available thereafter. For more info, search for the AMS Block Party on Facebook. The fifth annual AMS Block Party is proudly sponsored by CITR.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
And yes, so Block Party, that's exciting if you're a UBC student. If not, you should definitely get a student to buy you one because Mastercraft and Mother Mother are playing. And as it stands, I've spent $15 on my ticket. And I think what, like Mastercraft went for $70 at the Commodore before. And Mother Mother... they played like two shows at the Commodore on the same day and each went for like 40 or something, which is insane because they're not that good. I didn't get struck by thunder again. So, all right. So it looks like the music gods allow me to like fish and allow me to not be a huge Mother Mother fan. I'm not going to test it by, you know what? Justin Bieber's a good rapper. All right. Now I know they don't exist. Crap, just screwed myself over. I should have just left it at that. But anyway, this is a track, probably one of the last tracks I'm going to play, maybe second last track. This is by a band called Glory, G-L-O-R-I-E, and this is off a self-titled album called Glory. This is a track called High Rise. I hope y'all enjoy it.
Thank you.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Thus, pretty much almost concludes my hour. This has been Mantis Cabinet with your host, Alex. That's me. I sit in this chair. It's actually quite comfortable. I thoroughly recommend you try it one day. Even if you just make the trip all the way to CITR to sit in the chair just because I told you to. I don't think anyone will look at you kind of funny. But such as it is, I am done. I will chat to you guys at you. I mean, we don't really have a conversation because no one phones in. But anyway, no, it's all good. I'm going to end off with an awesome band. God is an astronaut. Clearly, that's what he's doing. All is violent, all is bright off the album God is an Astronaut. They're like this awesome Irish prog band, and you can't tell, but I'm wearing an Ireland shirt, so it's only fitting. And this is also dedicated to my good friend who got deported recently back to Ireland, and I'm sad. I'm going to miss him. But anyway, all is well. All is violent and all is bright.